Venezuela, Maduro announces rectification of the revolution on day 3 of uprising. By BenQ on May 2, 2019. Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro warned in a speech Thursday that his regime would begin a rectification of the socialist Bolivarian Revolution in response to President Juan Guaido claiming control of the military. Maduro's comments about a rectification may be seen by some as an admission of the failings of Hugo Chávez's Bolivarian Revolution, which has led the once thriving and oil-rich country into one of the world's most dire humanitarian and migratory crises. "I called for a great day of dialogue, action, and proposal for next Saturday 4 May and Sunday 5 May," the leftist dictator wrote on Twitter. The Bolivarian Congress of Peoples, the United Socialist Party of Venezuela and all levels of government will develop a plan for change and rectification of the revolution. Let's keep going. Maduro's declaration follows multiple reports of excessive violence at the hands of security forces on Wednesday, as they were forced to react against civilians energized by Guaido's claim of a partial military revolt. The confrontations took place on May 1, a Marxist holiday known as May Day or International Workers' Day. According to reports from human rights groups, at least one person was killed during street confrontations on Wednesday, while a further 109 people were left injured in protests across the country. Security forces mostly used tear gas and rubber bullets to push back the protesters. One shocking piece of footage showed an armored tank running over civilians. Addressing soldiers at the National Armed Forces Military Academy in Fort Tayuna on Wednesday, Maduro praised the armed forces for sticking by him and his regime despite some sections of the military joining the opposition. "Soldiers of the country, the time has come to fight and set the example before the world by defeating attempted coup plotters who sell themselves to Washington dollars," he declared. "To say that in Venezuela there is a loyal and cohesive armed force like never before." Speaking to CNN's Wolf Blitzer on Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claimed that, contrary to his public declarations, Maduro was ready to step down as president and take a flight to Cuba until the Russian government urged him to stay and fight on. "Wolf, we've watched throughout the day. It's been a long time since anyone has seen Maduro," he told CNN's Wolf Blitzer. "He had an airplane on the tarmac. He was ready to leave this morning, as we understand it, and the Russians indicated he should stay." Pompeo later added, "He was headed for Havana."